reason number 6, the Bible's preservation and integrity. Though written by human hands and handed down from one generation to another, translated and copied into various languages, the Bible is a marvel in that it has come down to us intact. The discoveries of the Dead Sea Scrolls and other manuscripts and cuneiform tablets as well substantiate the integrity of the Bible. Many atheists and other non-Christians over the centuries have tried to discredit the Bible, but utterly failed in the attempt. Many were converted to Christ in the process. Today, the Bible is still the bestseller of all books. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." Those words have certainly proven to be true. Reason number 7, the testimony of the Bible itself. Time and again, the writers of the Old Testament claimed divine inspiration for their writings. Time and again, they began their messages with words such as, "God said," or, "For the mouth of the Lord has spoken," or, "The word of the Lord came to me saying." The writers of the New Testament claimed the divine inspiration of the Old Testament. St. Paul, author of 13 books of the New Testament, says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." The Apostle Peter says, "Men said what God gave them to say as they were directed by the Holy Spirit." Reason number 8, the conviction of the writers. Every one of the writers of the New Testament also proclaimed the good news about Jesus orally and continuously, even though they were often imprisoned and beaten and threatened by the authorities, and eventually beheaded or crucified or stoned to death or martyred in some other way. All except one, that is. The one exception was the Apostle John, who in his old age was exiled to the island of Patmos, off the southwest coast of what we now call Turkey. These men certainly would not have continued to speak and write as they did in order to perpetuate a lie. Why would they do that? It wouldn't make any sense at all. Reason number 9 to believe that the Bible is truly the Word of God. No contradictory writing. The gospel writers were eyewitnesses of the ministry, miracles, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. These events were common knowledge among the people to whom they addressed their documents. There is no record of any contradictory writing by reputable witnesses at that time.